What's up, my peeps? This is our podcast, Lessons from the Sun. I'm Nina Riccardi, and I'm the sun.
And I'm Tony Riccardi, his pops. We're here to share our personal conversations with you. We'll dive into lessons we learned within sports and our everyday life.
Or crack some jokes and have some fun. And you'll get to hear how much I bust my father's chops.
Hey, listen, we're close, but I'm still your father.
All right, pops, I get it. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's podcast is sponsored by LaCroix. This sparkling water. No, I'm just kidding about that. It's not sponsored by LaCroix, but we want it to be. So if you know anybody from LaCroix business, please connect us to them so they could sponsor us.
LaCroix sparkling water?
Yes, of course, that's what I said.
Let me look at the back of the can and see if maybe we can see who owns them. Distributed by LaCroix Beverages, a national beverage company. Okay.
Okay.
There you go. Well,
if you don't know by now, my name is Nina Riccardi.
If you don't know, now you know. And I'm Pops.
Okay, and what are we going to be talking about today, Pops?
Today we're going to talk about when is the right time to speak up.
Wow, that's a big subject.
When is the right time to speak up? What does that mean?
Okay, so I guess we'll explain it to you guys.
Well, as a young adult, 11-year-old, 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 9-year-old, 8-year-old, whatever your age may be, you're not always so sure when is the right time to speak up. And we were hoping to give a guideline for kids for the right time to speak up.
Or when to not speak up.
Or when not to speak up.
Yes.
So when is the right time to speak up and when is the right time to shut up? No, that's not appropriate for our PC world.
Doesn't matter.
When is the right time to speak up? First, we're going to go into when's the right time to speak up when it comes to school, sports, coaches, life in general, that type of thing. So first, let's talk about what we mean by speak up. What does that mean? What do you mean by speak up?
Speak up literally means voicing your opinion on something or stating facts that happens.
Okay. Open your mouth in a public setting or in a private setting with an adult. Or with not an adult.
Not everything needs to be with an adult.
Fair enough.
Maybe someday I may run this podcast on my own.
Is this where you're going with this? Are you trying to edge me out?
No.
This reminds me of Mike and the Mad Dog. This is like when
I'm just saying some random day, maybe I'll take over the podcast for once. I'll do all the editing. I'll do everything.
You can do that now as far as I'm concerned.
I'm good.
Yeah. Okay. Take over as much as you want. Hard to pin a man down. Busy. You're busy.
Okay. So shall we continue?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you're the one that went into this tangent. Speaking up. Speaking up just basically means an appropriate time to talk. Basically.
Yes.
So let's go over some items that are like where you must speak, where you really must speak. You don't have an option. You really have to speak. Let's go over a few of those.
Okay. So maybe like when somebody's like bullying you or like...
When you're getting bullied?
Yeah. Or when you see somebody else getting bullied.
Oh, when you see somebody else getting bullied. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. Nice.
Yes.
In general, if you see somebody that's going to be harmed.
Yes.
Right? And you think something bad's about to go down.
Yes.
Maybe talk to somebody.
Yes.
Okay. What else?
Maybe if you see someone doing something like wrong, like that's not supposed to be done, like somebody vandalizing something or like, I don't know, stealing something from a car. I don't know.
Okay. Someone's breaking the law.
Yes.
Breaking the law.
Or just not really breaking the law, but it's still something bad.
Got it. All right. Some other times where you must speak.
Mm-hmm. Maybe when your teacher asks you a question.
Yes.
Unless you don't know the answer.
Like the teacher says, What is the square root of 16? Nino, tell us the answer.
4?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You learned about square roots?
No.
How'd you know it?
No, I just know.
You just guessed?
No.
Let's be honest with you.
Well, square root, if you think about it, square, there's 4 lines to it.
Yeah.
In those 4 lines, you divide that thing by 4.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, that's how I think of it.
But did you learn square roots in school?
No.
Okay.
Fine then, Dad, I have a question for you.
I don't claim to.
What is the square root of -1 of the 34th power?
Wow.
I know this answer, brother.
Negative.
Just telling you guys.
Okay.
Wait. Go like over there for a second. I'm gonna tell you guys the answer.
Oh, I don't know the answer.
Okay. You don't? Well, you say you're smart, right?
No. Who said I was smart? I never said I was smart, man.
Yeah. I mean.
I'm smart with communication. Okay. Smart with like street smarts. I'm not smart with math. I didn't say I was smart with math. I'm smart when it comes to money, but I don't have to do square root of -1 divided by 34.
Negative one of the 34th power.
Okay, so what's the answer to that?
-1.
Okay. Are you sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay.
You could search it up if you...
I'll search it down.
Haha.
All right. Well, I don't know those answers, but I'm sure you're right. I'm going to trust that you're right. Mathematicians out there, please check the answer so that we can verify Nino's not just giving me a snow job, okay?
Yeah, and then comment on the podcast and say Nino was right. Because I am.
All right. So times when you need to speak up is when a teacher asks you a question.
Yes. Like if they say like your name after the sentence.
Like, you know, what's the square root of 16? And you have the answer. What if you don't know the answer?
Then like take a wild guess.
Okay. I don't know if I would take a wild guess. I might say, what would I say if I was... Now, if I was now in school and someone asked me, I would say, I'm not positive about that answer, but I think it's this. I might say that.
That's too long. Just take like, say like -15.
Okay.
That's always your answer. Okay, guys? No, pi. That's your answer.
Pi.
If you don't know what the answer is, just say pi.
Okay. So those are times that you must speak up. Any other times when you definitely feel like you must speak up?
My gosh, my dad's drinking my LaCroix that I brought. No, just kidding. But yeah, still.
You brought it, but guess who paid for it, brother?
Me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are some other areas where you have to speak up? Anything else popping into your brain?
No, not really. I know there's definitely plenty of some.
I would say you have to speak up to your parents when something is really bothering you.
Okay.
Or that like, you don't have to speak up in a public forum about it. But when something is really on your mind, it's better when you speak about it. That's time to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
So when something is going wrong, whether it be with someone else or with you, I think it's time to tell somebody that you trust what's going on.
I agree.
All right. Well, let's jump into some times when you shouldn't speak up.
Okay. So maybe like when somebody else is talking.
What do you mean? Like what? When are some times you shouldn't speak up? I was asking.
When somebody else is talking.
Oh, when someone else is talking.
Yeah.
You shouldn't interrupt them.
Yeah.
You shouldn't interrupt them while they're talking.
Yeah, exactly. Just like what you just did.
Yeah, I was doing that for a dramatic effect.
Yeah, well, it's not that dramatic.
All right. So you should always give someone the path for them to finish their sentence, not interrupt them in mid-sentence.
Exactly.
I agree with you on that one. Because that is something that is a little bit annoying to me when somebody cuts me off.
Yeah. And it's annoying to me when somebody cuts me off.
What?
It'd be better if you say pardon or something. Like something more polite.
Pardon?
Yes. That's
pardon me.
Yes. No, just pardon. Like basically what? I think that'd be better.
What are some other times that you shouldn't speak up?
Like maybe during a test when you're not allowed to talk.
Okay.
Like, if, like, you hear someone mumbling to themselves, like, what's the answer? You're not going to tell them, oh, the answer is pie. No, you just don't do that. That's not, like, because you're not allowed to speak during.
Okay. What else?
Maybe when a teacher is, like, talking, just basically the same thing when somebody else is talking, but still, it's even on a worse level. That's not I know that's not the right word, but...
Well...
More worse. What do you say? Worser or more...
Just worse. On a worse level. Well, the difference is what we were talking about earlier is when somebody else is talking, I was interrupting you in the middle of our conversation.
Yes.
Like, for dramatic effect.
Mm-hmm.
But when an instructor, a teacher or a coach, a baseball coach or a basketball coach or a football coach or a teacher, a Spanish teacher or an English
teacher...
STEM teacher is instructing, has their back, you know, like they're talking to you while they're writing something on the board.
Yeah.
And then somebody decides to start talking, or someone starts to interrupt me while I'm talking.
Yeah.
That's a little bit worse than actually interrupting a conversation.
Yeah. Like, I'm not giving any ideas here, but it's also, like, bad to, like, pass notes, too. Because it's technically, like, speaking up.
Passing notes, sending messages.
Yeah.
On Instant Messenger or...
Instant Messenger.
On Messenger. Or emails.
Messages.
Messages. Whatever it is. It's the same thing as talking, basically.
Yeah. I mean, unless you, like, send messages in, like, a secret coded form that only someone else that knows that coded form understands.
Okay. And what about when you're...
I think I just give somebody some ideas. But
what about when you're in church or something, or when you're hearing someone speak, things like that? Is that a good time to talk?
No. You should just, like, never talk in general when somebody else is speaking. Unless they gave you, like unless you're, like, on pardon the interruption or something. Where, like, you can interrupt each other mid-sentence.
Okay. Why shouldn't you be doing that? Like, we're making these assumptions. Like, what we're telling, when is the right time to speak up? One time, why shouldn't you be doing that?
I don't know, cause, like, the right thing to do, maybe. I don't know. Like,
well,
cause it's just like that's like.
Well, because in general, it's rude, right?
To speak rude. But
and if you were up there speaking, or if you
how
were,
how do you feel?
Would you want that done to you?
No, probably not.
Anybody that's ever talked or spoke in front of a group of people, whether it be instructing, coaching, or giving a lecture or a speech, knows that it's kind of rude when someone else is talking while you're doing that.
Yes.
So maybe sometimes you have to put yourself in their shoes.
Yes.
But
that makes sense.
These are all the real easy things that we're talking about. When you should speak up, when you shouldn't speak up.
Mm-hmm.
These are basic things. What we're here to talk about today is to tackle some of the areas that are a little bit more gray, a little bit more confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And we are often...
We are family.
We are sing that one.
No.
How's it go? We are family.
No.
We are often taught to just be good soldiers.
Yeah.
Without speaking up.
Yeah. Which is...
Right, I mean, it depends how strict your household is.
Which is, like, you should do. Like, what you should do. Like,
right, we're often...
Be a good soldier. Be a good soldier.
Be a good soldier, don't say anything, just suck it up, right?
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
But that's not always the best advice. Mm-hmm. It is good to be a good soldier in the sense that you should know your limits and you should do what you're told by the instructor. But if it's not working for you, you should find opportunities to discuss it and communicate about it. So what does that mean? Does that mean you can do whatever you want and you can just tell the teacher or the coach, hey, listen, this is not working for me? That's not what I mean. But you should be able to find an avenue to discuss something. And that's not the easiest thing to do for a kid or a young adult. So it may be a teacher, it may be a coach, maybe a parent. So let's discuss the difference between communicating and complaining. Do you have any ideas, like, about that?
Yeah. Like, communicating is like, it's just like me and you, what we're doing right now. We're just communicating. And just, we're communicating right now. We're just talking.
We're talking.
Yes.
Right.
But complaining is like, oh, I don't want to do this podcast. Oh, I want to watch TV right now. Instead of like my mom making me read a book. Oh, this. Oh, I wish a hurricane wasn't coming over us. That type of stuff.
Okay.
I mean, coming over Tampa and stuff, but...
All right.
That's what's happening right now, but...
So, complaining is something that you do when you don't want to do something,
when you just don't like it in general and you don't want to do it.
So, what's the difference between complaining and communicating? How do you turn a complaint into a communication?
I mean, it's really just your tone of voice.
Really? Just a tone of voice?
Okay. I think.
Okay.
And maybe a few word changes here and there.
Okay.
But it's really just tone of voice. Tone of voice. Like, what is, like saying, I don't want to do the podcast right now. Like, this is a complaint. I don't want to do the podcast right now. And can we please not do the podcast right now? Maybe in like 10 or 15 minutes? Like asking and talking instead of just saying, I don't want to do the podcast right now, like a little baby or something.
Interesting. Interesting that you're using the podcast. People are going to think you didn't want to do this podcast. Just so you know, your audience is going to think you don't want to do this podcast.
I love doing this podcast, but...
Are you just telling the people what they want to hear? This is the time to be honest with the people.
No, I mean, like... We're doing the podcast right now, and the podcast and stuff is stuck in my head, and I'm not gonna create some random idea inside of my head. So I'm just like, podcast, I don't want to do, put it together. I don't want to do a podcast.
Got it. Okay. So you're saying your tone of voice is the difference between communicating a complaint.
And maybe adding and taking out some words, but it's really just your tone of voice.
All right.
I don't know why I'm saying that weird. Tone of voice.
Turn of voice.
Tone of voice.
Tone of voice.
Turn of voice.
Turn of voice.
Tone of voice.
Tone.
Tone of voice.
A voice.
Tone of voice. Okay, whatever. It's not an English class.
All right. Well, here's, let me give you my, this is not like professional, but this is just my thought.
Mm-hmm.
The way I always looked at it is that the better you can communicate about something that's not right or something that is not going well, the more likely you are to get that message well received by the person that you're saying that to.
Yes,
I agree. So tone is correct in one sense.
Yes.
But it's not only tone, but it's also timing.
Yes.
When is the right time to speak with someone?
Also, yes, too. Like, I have an example, like, let's say...
Okay.
You need to go to the bathroom.
All right.
And I don't know, your cross country coach is telling you your instructions of what to do. And like, you're not going to be like, oh no, a better idea. Like, I'm not feeling well. Can I like, I'm not feeling well. What should I do? You're not going to say that, right? You're not going to blurt it out right in the middle of talking. You're going to ask him, like, to speak with him before or after the practice or something.
But what if you're not feeling well right now at that moment?
Then you do it when he's not talking that much.
Okay. All right.
Not talking at all.
All right. So let's back that up. This is a coach of what sport?
Cross country.
Cross country.
Yeah.
And you're an athlete that's there to run.
Mm-hmm.
And you just realize at that moment you're not feeling well.
Yes.
And... So how do you handle that?
You, like, maybe while you're, like, warming up.
Right.
Like, you could ask coach, like, I'm not feeling well. What should I do?
Got it.
Like, I don't know.
All right. Good example.
Wasn't that good of an example.
It was, actually. I'm going to give you a few more ideas. So this is, like, the good soldier syndrome where you just suck it up versus complaining. Right. The idea is you need to be a good soldier and you need to determine the time where you really need to speak up.
Yes.
So as an example, Let's say you did your homework.
Yeah.
But you left it at home and you really did it.
Mm-hmm.
And your teacher gave you a zero that day on your homework. How would you talk to the teacher at that moment? Like,
maybe like ask your teacher, like, is there a way I could make this up somehow to keep up my grade?
Okay, and that's the tone. And what about the timing?
Do it like maybe, like, if like she gives you the, or he, you know what I mean, gives you the grade, like in the middle of class, you talk like after maybe the class when you have a few minutes before you gotta go to your next one.
Right. So you're telling the teacher, I honestly did my homework. I can like send it to you. And, you know, I can prove it. I just left it at home, which is irresponsible of me. Like, take accountability, right? Like, taking accountability is a big part.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that I can send it to you afterwards, or can I make it up, right? Like what you said?
Yes.
Now, you ever hear the expression of the little boy who cried wolf?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Like, do you want me to tell the story?
You don't have to tell the story, but give the message of what that means, the little boy who cried wolf.
Like, it's about someone who's, like, lying about, it's like some sheep guy. What was the story? Like, a sheep tender or something?
Yeah, shepherd.
Shepherd. I knew
a sheep tender? Is that like a chicken tender?
I think that might actually taste good.
Yeah.
Sheep.
Well, you like lamb, so I think that's insane.
I like lamb chops.
Lamb chops, yeah.
With mint flavoring, rare.
All right, well.
Most Chris Steakhouse.
Okay.
All right, focus.
Focus. Okay. So, all right, the little boy who cried wolf is the idea that
like
you have to be
honest
when you have an issue. Because if you use a complaint or an excuse too many times, what will happen the time when you really do have an issue?
They'll not believe you.
They won't believe you.
My dog ate my homework.
Exactly. Okay? So when to speak up and when not to. We just talked an idea about teaching. And how about, like, let's use the coach example, but let's say you're batting last in the lineup and you're not happy about that. How do you communicate with the coach about that? What would be your ideas?
Go after the game or after practice.
Okay.
Ask, what do I need to do to have to bat, I don't know, wherever you want to bat. Fourth, third, first.
Right.
What do I need to do to be in this position?
Right.
What do I need to work on?
Right.
What do I need to practice?
And that communication is coming right from you, and you're scheduling that time in advance. You're not acting emotionally, right? The idea what coaches don't like is that when you come at them at that moment, but if you say, can we set some time to talk and discuss it? Or if you let them know?
I was thinking of like the opposite. Just like ask coach, coach, can I talk to you for a minute? And it's like, be like, yeah or no.
Like after practice or before practice.
Or after the game or before.
In the game, it's not. I don't think is the right time because.
After.
Yeah, maybe during. After. Yeah, maybe
that's
after.
That's what I said, after the game.
Good point.
Yeah. And you said in the game and I was like, no, not
definitely
in the
not
game.
In the game.
After
no.
the game.
Agreed. All right. And what about parents? What if a parent wants you to do something that you really don't want to do? How do you handle that? Like, I'm not talking about go to school. You know, you have to go to school. But
I don't know. Do take out the garbage or something.
Okay.
Like, well, ask your parent. Can I do this in blank amount of minutes?
Right.
Like, ask. Can I do this in, like, 5 minutes? And they'll either say yes or no. And then you gotta try to negotiate.
Okay. Let's hear the negotiate. Okay.
So if they say no, then you say, how about 4 minutes?
Right.
No. 3 minutes. No. And then after it's three, you go with the points. So you go 2.5 minutes.
Right.
Yes. Okay, I'll do that. 2.5 minutes and I'll do it.
Right.
Perfect.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. And what about let's say your parent wants you to play the drums and you're not really a fan of playing the drums. How do you talk to them about that?
I say, I understand that's what you want me to do, but that's not what I want to do.
No, but you like the drums.
Oh!
I'm saying, like, what if the parent says that? But no, but you like the drums.
Wait, are you talking about, like, just, like, out of the blue, like, play the drums, or you're already a drummer? You already play drums.
You're learning how to play the drums, but...
You don't like it?
Yeah, you don't really like it. How do you handle that?
So tell your parent, well, I don't want to play the drums. It's not my thing. I don't want to do it.
But what if your parents are going to be super disappointed? How do you handle that?
Well, too bad. That's their fault.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you... Yeah? You think... How can you give the kids courage to say that?
Like,
you know, they don't feel like practicing the drums and to do what it takes to become...
Oh, okay. So then that's different. If they don't feel like practicing the drums is different than I don't like it. I don't want to do it. So which one are you going on?
You know, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Let's say they like playing the drums.
Mm-hmm. But they don't want to put in the effort.
Yeah.
So then it's really the kid's fault? Because they could just say, like, I don't like the drums. Or they could put in the work and try hard and try to be the best drummer that they could be.
Well, the fact that the kid can talk to the parent just to actually open up that line of conversation is a big step. That's not easy for every kid. So yeah, maybe we can give them some, like, ideas on how to... Well, how they can approach their parents when they want to talk to them about something. Should they approach their parents the same way they approach their teachers and their coaches?
Oh, kind of and kind of not. You gotta have the same, like, can I talk to you about something? Do you have a minute?
Not just start blurting it out in the middle of, like, while they're cooking or while they're doing their work or something.
If like, one of your parents can multitask, that's great. But, like, if, like, your parent is, like, cooking or, like, I don't know. Yeah, like, typing up some tax returns, whatever.
Oh, back to the tax returns again, huh?
It's just an example.
Okay.
All right. Okay, what was I saying? I'm just kidding. Typing up, like, doing something on their computer or something that has to do with work. Just ask, like, can I talk to you about something? And if they say, like, in a minute, or, like, well, you're not going to, like, stand over the shoulder and, like, make a timer for 1 minute on your phone. No, you're going to, like, say, tell me when you're ready or something. And then you... talk to them. You're not just gonna go blur it out in the middle of like their most important phone call of their life or something.
Okay, got it. All right, so let's summarize what we learned so far. Number one, there are some must times, some no-brainers when you must speak up.
Yes.
And that's when
somebody's bullying you, when you see someone doing something wrong, and when a teacher asks you a question.
Right. Or if you just think someone's in danger or there's an issue or you're in danger.
Yes.
Right? And then there's sometimes when you shouldn't speak up.
Like when somebody else is talking. Yep. When you're not allowed to talk, like at a test or something. And when your teacher or coach is instructing.
And then there's times that are like the gray area, the good soldier syndrome versus like someone that's a complainer. Mm-hmm. And... the best thing to, there's like, so we learned, like, just through doing this podcast, there's tone, which is what you brought up. Tone.
Tone of voice.
Timing.
Yes.
And then.
Word phrasing.
Word phrasing and accountability.
Yes.
Like, what's your role in this thing?
Yeah.
In this whole
issue? So, think of it as tone, timing, TT, accountability, and word phrasing.
Okay.
So, thinking of. TTAF.
Okay.
Tone.
TTAF? No.
Yes.
Oh,
phrasing. Accountability and phrasing.
Phrasing starts with a P. PH.
No, but F sounds better.
AF is something else that we're not going to talk about on the.
I just forgot about
that. Okay, so it's TTAP.
TTAP.
TTAP, right? So.
Okay, whatever. Just never mind.
Tone. Okay. Tone, timing, accountability, and phrasing. And basically...
How about tone, phrasing, accountability, timing.
Sounds good. Those
T,
things.
T, no, T.
So, and.
F. Before. A, T.
It's not F, it's P.
P. P.
P, H.
Okay, whatever. Let's just continue.
So.
Taking too long.
So let's go through like one example again about the tone, the timing, the phrasing, and the accountability.
Okay, so one for each?
Yeah, just use it all in one example, like whatever example you want to be, who you're talking to, what's
going on. Okay, so the example is I'm not getting, let's say I'm like a hockey player or something.
Okay.
And there's many guys on the field, like ice, you know what I mean? And you're not starting, like, and you're really mad about it. So you, after the game, you go to coach and ask, do you have a minute? That's timing.
Mm-hmm.
Then word phrasing would be like, what should I do to be starting? Timing. Oh, I already said timing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Accountability is saying like, how should I be better?
Yeah.
And what was the last one?
Accountability, timing, tone.
And how can I do better as myself to play starting?
Yeah. So you basically got phrasing and tone and accountability all in one thing by mm-hmm. saying it like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's really impressive. And we've never talked about this before, but you have a bait.
I'm smart. Just like how I know that the square root of -1 of the 34th power is -1.
Now, all this is much better than your parents talking on your behalf.
Yes.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, because, like, if you think about it, like, it's the same thing if you're a kid and you, like, let's say I'm the one who asked my parent to talk to you. Right. First of all, that's, like, weird.
Well, like, I think it's still, let me jump in there. I still think it's a good thing. If you're brave enough to talk to your parent about it, that's a good thing.
Yes.
That's one. Like, if you. Because sometimes you're not brave
you
enough.
You didn't let me finish.
But wait, I just wanted
to
say that.
Okay, okay.
Because some kids are not going to be ready to go talk to an instructor, a coach, a teacher themselves.
Okay. And I'm talking about a kid to kid.
Okay.
You're not going to ask your parent to go talk to that kid.
Got it.
Because that's like what? Like, just talk yourself. And then the guy, the kid, is going to be like, I'm not taking this guy seriously. Because, like, from another kid who's saying this.
Got it.
It's like.
Okay.
And also, if you're the parent, then you're not going to be a messenger to, like, for those two guys.
So it's best.
It's best just to say it yourself.
Whether it's to a teacher or.
A parent.
An instructor. And if you can't. If you can't talk to them directly, you should talk to your parent. Or maybe it's your parent that needs the talking to. So maybe if it's you have an issue with the father, you talk to your mother about it, or vice versa.
Yeah.
Versa. So
okay.
So I hope that we've laid out
some basic guidelines.
When it's the right time to speak up.
And when it's the right time to not.
And it can be confusing. So, what do you do if you're confused and you're not sure if it's the right time to speak up?
You contact us.
Consult somebody that you
know.
Trust. Consult somebody that you trust.
And if you can't find anyone, what email should we use?
No, they shouldn't be telling us.
It's a joke.
Consult someone that they trust.
It's a joke, though.
All right. Any other last request of our listeners before we wrap it up?
Not a request, but thanks so much for listening, guys.
Okay.
I thank you guys that you guys are taking a lot of time to listen to our podcast.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
Yes.
Feel free to spread the word.
Yes.
And also, just wanted to let you know, the Ball Players Foundation, which is the nonprofit that we're associated with, also has a Facebook. And I was made aware that I need to tell everyone about the Facebook because I got in trouble by the head administrator, Louise Harkness.
And I hope she's listening to this.
I got in trouble for not saying that we had a Facebook. So the Ball Players Foundation, a nonprofit that helps athletes in need, has a Facebook. And it's called Ball Players Foundation. So go check it out on Facebook. and follow them.
Yes. Follow us, technically.
Follow it.
Follow it. Okay, I like that. It. It.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Have a great time, and I hope that you
know. You're going to say, like, week or something.
No.
And I'm going to say, well, what if it's the weekend? No,
that's... Exactly, that same old thing.
That's what you say to me.
I hope you all know the right time...
to speak and the right time to not.
Peace.
Out. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thanks for listening. Now please do us a solid and hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast, follow our Insta, and if you don't mind, give us a 5-star review.
Hook up my homeboy and help us continue to grow, please. Peace out.